This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Union Cabinet today approved the restructuring of Prime Minister's Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi PM Swavnidhi scheme. It also gave approval for extension of the lending period beyond 31st December 2024. The lending period has now been extended until 31st March 2030. The total outlay for the scheme is 7,332 crore rupees. The key features of the restructured scheme include enhanced loan amount across first and second tranche, provision of UPI-linked RuPay credit card for beneficiaries who have repaid the second loan, and digital cash back incentives for retail and wholesale transactions. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs today approved multi-tracking of three projects benefiting Karnataka, Telangana, Bihar and Assam, and one new rail line to connect far-flung areas of Kutch in Gujarat. These initiatives will provide connectivity and improve travel convenience, besides reducing logistic cost and decreased dependence on oil imports. The Cabinet also approved the proposal of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports for submission of bid for the Commonwealth Games CWG 2030. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh has said that Indian economy is very strong and the industries of the country are very strong. Replying to a media query on 50% US tariff on the sidelines of a program in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said the government will certainly not let the country suffer.
Our economy is very strong. We will definitely not let our country suffer. We are taking appropriate steps that it does not harm our economy. The world is always changing. The political climate, the investment climate, it always changes. And we are well prepared to meet up with any eventuality. Our economy is growing, is strong, resilient, and we will match and meet these upcoming challenges.
Several people have lost their lives after heavy rains triggered a massive landslide yesterday on the route to Vaishno Devi Shrine in Katra, Jammu and Kashmir. Troopers from the 6th Battalion of the CRPF launched rescue operations and evacuated the injured to the Community Health Centre in Katra. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief at the loss of lives. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has announced an excretion of 5 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased, while those injured will be given 50,000. Meanwhile, Northern Railway has cancelled 45 trains and short-terminated 25 trains due to heavy rains in Jammu region. The Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway, Himanshu Shekhar, informed about the decision while talking to media in New Delhi today.
Uttar Railway द्वारा 45 के आसपास trains का cancellation किया गया है और 25 से अधिक trains को short-terminate किया गया है. Helpline या help desk की स्थापना की गई है. कुछ helpline numbers भी जारी किए गए हैं. जैसे दिल्ली का हेल्पलाइन नंबर है 9717638775 और जम्मू का हेल्पलाइन नंबर है 7888839911.
साइंस एंड टेक्नोलॉजी मिनिस्टर डॉ जितेंद्र सिंह टुडे सेड दैट इंडियाज अर्ली इन्वेस्टमेंट इन इनोवेशन इन बायोटेक्नोलॉजी विल गिव इट एन एज ओवर अदर कंट्रीज एंड पे ह्यूज डिविडेंड्स इन द फ्यूचर. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi, Dr. Singh said that the government's Bio-E3 policy has made the once ignored field of biotech into one of the most sought-after disciplines amongst the youth. Russia launched a massive drone attack on energy and gas transport infrastructure across six Ukrainian regions overnight. According to media reports, Russian forces significantly damaged gas transport infrastructure in Poltava region and struck equipment at one of the key substations in the Sumy region. Venezuela's Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino has announced the deployment of military drones and naval vessels to patrol the nation's Caribbean coastline. The move comes amid growing tension with the United States, which recently dispatched a naval force near Venezuelan waters. Indian shooter Anish Bhanwala clinched the silver medal in the 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event at the ongoing Asian Championships at Simkent in Kazakhstan today. The 22-year-old Olympian finished with a total of 35 points, finishing just 1 point behind gold medal winner Su Lian Bofan of China. South Korea's Lee Zekyun bagged the bronze. Another Indian in the competition, Adarsh Singh, finished fifth. And that is the end of this news bulletin.